1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Long day and night for travelers trying to get to their destinations after a massive IT outage caused widespread delays and cancellations. This man is stuck in Portland.
I was sitting in a line for a good solid 2 hours trying to get rebooked, and then they would send me to the ticket booth over here. Honestly, it's just been a long night. And hey, I mean, you got to live with it. You got to get to it.
The outage was caused after security company CrowdStrike issued an update, but it knocked out Microsoft systems. So how can companies lower their risk of having something like this put them out again? Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
The security experts we spoke with say corporate IT departments should really consider diversifying their network security between multiple companies. So if there's a problem with one of them, it won't take down all of their computers at once.
The CEO of CrowdStrike says he's working to find out why this happened and how to prevent it from ever occurring again. Longtime U.S. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas has died after a battle with pancreatic cancer. She was 74. While she was a fixture in Congress for nearly three decades, she decided to run for mayor of Houston last year, but lost.
What kind of city are we going to be? How are we going to treat the people of this city? How are we going to improve the quality of life? Is this going to be a livable city?
Jackson Lee helped lead federal efforts to protect women from domestic violence and to get Juneteenth recognized as a federal holiday. President Biden is promising to return to the campaign trail next week, even as more Democrats urge him to drop out of the race. And CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports the GOP nominee for president is holding a campaign rally today.
Former President Trump and his new running mate, J.D. Vance, are set to hold a rally Saturday in the key state of Michigan. Some supporters already lining up Friday night.
We'll be here for a good seat tomorrow.
The rally will be held inside an arena 1 week after the assassination attempt against former President Trump.
Meanwhile, as the nation still reels from the shooting at Trump's rally last weekend, research shows political violence is on the rise.
A national poll from the University of Chicago's Chicago Project on Security and Threats finds that millions of people think the use of force is justified in some elections. Project Director Robert Pape.
Those statistics say that we are in quite a tinderbox of a country.
10% think the use of force is justified to keep former President Trump from retaking the White House. And 7% think it is justified to restore him to the presidency.
And you can hear the full interview with CBS's Allison Keys on the CBS News Weekend Roundup podcast. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly sunny in your forecast for today. I'm Corey Hartman. A high near 81 with a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 60. Some storms are possible. For Sunday, a scattered storm or two. Otherwise, partly sunny and highs around 78.
Right now, it's 55.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
that is Squeezebox. Molly B, Ted Lang, you bet. And Hi, everybody. Tim Hubbelt, the polka guy, keeping you company here for the next hour, almost. Actually, 50 minutes. Glad you could join us. Always a good time here on Saturday morning. And also on Sunday afternoons, if there's no ball game, of course. So glad you could stick around. Tell a friend we're on the air. Of course, it is a little early in the morning, but that would be a good wake-up call for him. Oh, yeah. Let's play another one here from Squeezebox, and it's the North Shore Polka.
Jenshe podziały, fleszywego łębie, co mi podziupały, dziewczynie po gębie. Go away, yeah.
my heart just keeps a beating when we walk down the street. I feel it trembling in my knees, and just you know you're mine until the end of time. Makes my heart skip a beat, and my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel it trembling in my knees, and just you know you're mine until the end of time. Makes my heart skip a beat. Oh, makes my heart skip a beat. Aye.
That is Squeezebox, Molly B, and Ted Lang. Good stuff. Well, there's an album here by Sam Pugliano, and it's a tribute to Frankie Yankovic is the name of the album. And we're going to start out with one called Neapolitan Nights Waltz and follow up with the Ginoletta Polka from Sam Pugliano.
Thank you.
Sam Pugliano and the Gioletta Polka. All right. Steve Meisner, one of his first big albums was Jammin' Polkas. And he's got a tune on there. His dad also recorded it one time. And You Are My Main Attraction. You're My Main Attraction. Yeah, that is the Steve Meisner Band. Oh, let's call on the Kettle Moraine Kid, as he was known back then. And it's Tony Rademacher and his orchestra doing the Chop Suey Polka.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The polka party moves along, huh? Yeah. Just our last song we had in our last segment was the Chop Suey Polka from Tony Rademacher and his band. I got another one lined up here. Let's do one more from his album. And it's Why Don't You Come Into My Rose Garden. We've got a surprise. That tune. Okay, well, we're going to go to the Swiss Mountains right now, I think, and it's the Stratton Mountain Boys. And they're going to perform for us a tune called The Cowbell Song. Haven't played this for a long, haven't pulled this one out for a long time. Yeah, you'll see why. I don't play it too often, but it is kind of fun. It really is. And you get to hear how heavy that cowbell is around that cow's head. Yeah, you'll find out here in a second.
Thank you. mit Hobanstrohdeck, toller Radiator, der Reiter mit Hobanstrohdeck. Von Isar bei Heirat muss Hobanstroh weg, toller Radiator, der Reiter muss Hobanstroh weg.
The Jolly Lumberjack Polka, and that is the Stratton Mountain Boys. Here is the Shemaleskis and their rendition of Horses, Cows, and Chickens. We'll be right back.
I got some cows and I got some chickens down on the farm, and I'm not kidding when I say I fear them all here. And they make a funny noise, and this is what they say. Well, the chicken goes, quack, 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 quack. And the pig says, oink, oink. And the cow goes, moo, 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 moo. And I got a little horse, kick him in the rear. He goes, and I got some chickens down on the farm, and I'm not kidding when I say I feed them all hay. And they make funny noises, this is what they say. Well, the chicken goes quack, quack, quack. And the pig says oink, oink. And the cow goes moo, 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 yeah. And I got a little horse, kick him in the rear. He goes,
the Shimaleskis for you there. Those chickens, horses, all that good stuff. Oh, yeah. Let's go with Justy and the Keybenders. Excuse me. And they're out of Mayville, Wisconsin. And with his album, Out Behind the Barn. And its song is entitled, Please Don't Squeeze the Charmin.
Did you hear what happened last Saturday night? While dancing and drinking, we all got half-tied. And a sweet thing called Charmin was dancing with me. When up jumped her boyfriend and he hollered at me, please don't squeeze my Charmin, don't hold her so tight. You best take my warning, it's the last one tonight. Now we know that this Charmin is sweet as can be. So Charmin needs squeezing, then leave that to me. Along about midnight, I was feeling no pain. And me and this Charmin were dancing again. Then Harry and Jerry got into a fight. Then I heard her wind holler as out went the light. Please don't squeeze my Charmin, don't hold her so tight. You best take my warning, it's the last one tonight. Now we know that this Charmin is sweet as can be. So Charmin needs squeezing, then leave that to me.
Mm-hmm.
in a fight out behind the barn. But when he took the strap to me and turned me down across the street, he sure hurt my dignity out behind the barn. Well, I got my education out behind the barn. I'm not a fool and no siree.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Airlines are still dealing with delays and cancellations as they try to recover from the big IT outage yesterday. This guy is stuck in Portland.
It's a long time. This is actually my first time flying alone. My parents were like, you got this. They believed in me. I was visiting a friend here for a week, and now I'm in this crazy mess.
CBS's Carter Evans tells us the company behind the outage is huge.
CrowdStrike has about 29,000 corporate clients around the world, including more than half of the Fortune 1000 companies.
Longtime Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has died. Last year, she ran for mayor of Houston, but lost.
This is an election that is going to set the agenda for this city for the 21st century.
She was a champion of racial justice, criminal justice, and human rights. She died from pancreatic cancer at the age of 74. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly sunny in your forecast for today. I'm Corey Hartman. A high near 81 with a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows around 60. Some storms are possible. For Sunday, a scattered storm or two. Otherwise, partly sunny and highs around 78.
Right now, it's 62.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Okay, Polka Party moves right along right now, you bet. And we have Carl and the Country Dutchman up next. Mm-hmm. And he's going to perform for us some Blue Spanish Eyes.
Thank you.
Radio WFHR.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, here we are at the end of our program. We've got time for another tune yet. And we'll get the Polka family to take us out of here today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in here to the Sunshine Polka Variety Show. Your host, Tim, the Polka Guy. We'll do this again next week. Have yourself a safe one. Out and about driving, please be careful and keep an eye out. All right? We want you back for next time. All right. Have yourself a great week, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Popim jał bym do niej, gdybym jał uleczkę. Popim jał bym do niej. O, o, o.
Utonie, moja syganeczka.
Whoa, oh, oh.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.